let's look for some good news this morning. First of all, it ain't completely over yet as it relates to the presidency of the United States, but Republicans are set to control the redistricting of 188 congressional seats. Cassie Smedley, Deputy Communications Director for the Republican National Committee, joins us. I guess we have to look for some silver linings right now, Cassie, and that's a big one because, let's face it, the future of the Republican Party has a whole lot to do with whose control is setting these congressional districts.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Good morning. And you got to give hats off to President Trump, who propelled about 74 million people to go out and vote. And those folks not only voted for him, they voted for the entire Republican ticket, which then propelled more people to come into Congress, severely shrinking Nancy Pelosi's majority, a huge mandate for Republicans there. We're holding the line in the Senate. And of course, we're putting it all out there, barnstorming Georgia for Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, which we feel great about our chances there based on the enthusiasm and the president coming to the state this weekend. And then as you're talking about with holding these state legislatures and these state houses, which control the all-important redistricting, which is going to happen in the next couple of years and or within this next term. And that's huge for the long-term legacy of who represents you, how you're represented, how your state's apportioned. And those are the types of victories that have a long-standing impact on our communities and, frankly, our lives.
Yeah, and the legacy for this president will be who he appointed to the Supreme Court, regardless of when his term ends, who he put on the Supreme Court, and the other federal judges that have been appointed, because they make a big difference going forward as well. I have to ask you before we let you go, though. I'm sure you've heard the rumor mill like everybody else that the president's considering announcing that he's going to run again in 2024, and the timing might be on Inauguration Day. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I've read what you've read. Certainly, that's a decision for him to make when he feels the time is right. But here's what we know for sure. Nobody turns out our supporters like President Trump, who is still fighting for us, and we still need to fight for him. And so that's what's happening, not only on the legal front, but as I mentioned, coming down to Georgia, there's still a lot of work to be done right here in this election in 2020. And he's still out there every single day fighting for us. You just right before this, our conversation, you talked about the vaccine, COVID-19 Warp Speed has been incredible success. And that's due to his business mindset of going in there and getting rid of the red tape and tearing down the bureaucracy to get people the help and relief that they need. And so these are all of the types of things that President Trump, we can be proud that he's fought for us and continues to do despite so many detractors.
Right.
I think that's why we saw a huge turnout for him this election and why he continues to be incredibly popular with the party and the American people writ large.
All right, Cassie Smedley, thank you so much. She's the Deputy Communications Director for the RNC.